Chinese President Xi Jinping calling the crisis in Hong Kong the most complex and difficult situation since the city was reunified with China 22 years ago. Xi backing Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam as they met for talks in Beijing.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Big weather changes ahead as a strong cold front approaches. Today, breezy and warm, high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers just about any time today, but the best chance for showers and thunderstorms by this evening and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The main threat, damaging wind gusts, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, then windy, colder, falling temperatures. Upper 40s by sunset, upper 20s tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Laura Casey, a Democratic candidate for the Public Service Commission, has filed a lawsuit against the PSC for allegedly violating the Open Meetings Act. She was one of three people ejected from a hearing last month for recording the meeting. Judge John Garner told audience members during the hearing that they couldn't record because it was a legal proceeding. The man convicted of poisoning Auburn University's landmark oak trees has increased his restitution payments. Records say Harvey Updike has paid more than $3,000 in court-ordered payments since an October hearing. That's nearly half as much as Updike had paid previously since pleading guilty in 2013 to poisoning the oaks at Toomer's Corner. The increased payments came as a Lee County judge considered whether to have Updike jailed for failing to pay about $800,000 in restitution. And those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark.
I'm your co-host. How you doing, Jack Campbell?
I'm doing all right, Jack. You doing all right yourself? Are you fed up with me now?
No, I'm fed up with Frisco Riverstone.
Why?
He's supposed to come in here every now and then. He doesn't come in.
Yeah, he's been busy.
He doesn't ride. He doesn't call.
I think he actually has a job or something.
Well, you know, so what? Give it up.
272-9228 as we round into the last hour here of News and Views on a Monday. Taking it easy on a Monday. Slow Monday. As people sort of are in a holding pattern for this impeachment stuff. Of course, the holidays are also ongoing. And I have to say, if I wasn't doing this job, I'd check out during the holidays. Why would I pay attention to this crap when I'm trying to get in the Christmas spirit?
Things tend to slow down, work-wise. But,
right.
But there are all these parties going on. I have somewhere to go 3 nights in a row, which... Ooh, I'm going to have to get that second tank of gas. I'm going to get through it this week. But anyway, it's part of it. But people will be home more. Some people, when they're home, are going to listen to us. Some people are going to get away from us. And I think the net gain will be zero. We'll about remain the same. Because some of the people that come home will listen more because they can't at work. Some people that listen at work don't want to listen at home. We'll see how it goes. We're going to, I don't know what our holiday schedule is. Do you yet?
I think the only day we have off is Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah. The only day I have off is Christmas Day.
Really? So you're saying like,
be here Christmas Eve. I'll be here the day after Christmas.
Well, the day after Christmas is going to be Thursday. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll see about all that.
Indeed, we will. I'm reading here Martha Roby. She voted against impeachment in the Judiciary Committee. She's on her way out. That's why people are running for her seat. She says, quote, I have made clear how woefully incomplete this process has been. The minority's right to a hearing has been completely disregarded. Of course, this is Roby talking about impeachment, folks. How no fact witnesses were called before us and how staff questioning staff to get to the truth was bizarre. No matter what any member on this side says here tonight, the majority will unanimously vote to send these articles of impeachment to the House floor. However, I have a duty to continue to point out how flawed this process has been. All members of Congress are required to take an oath of office at the beginning of every Congress. By taking this oath, we swear above all else to defend the Constitution of the United States. She goes on and on. This is a pretty lengthy statement by Martha Roby. But essentially, she finds this impeachment a sham. She appreciates representing the people here of Alabama. Blah, 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 blah. So, Martha's all right. I guess the answer why she's stepping aside is she wants to be back home with family. She had her son actually sitting there with her in the Judiciary Committee hearings on impeachment. Like the late night session they did last week, Martha had her son there in the room with her, sitting right next to her. Pretty sweet moment in that regard.
But, George is his name. He's a good kid.
Yeah, but if that's the reason you just want to spend more time with family, it's good, Martha. But hope you're doing well. It's just been a while since I've heard from her on these airwaves or in this area. So wish you the best, Congresswoman Roby. So let's close out this interview with Comey that Chris Wallace conducted. And this is where Wallace cues up what President Trump had to say about the IG report.
This is going
to
get him.
Comey react.
They've destroyed the lives of people that were great people, that are still great people. Their lives have been destroyed by scum, okay, by scum.
I'd like your response to that. And I'd like you specifically, because you said the other day, where does former FBI lawyer Lisa Page go to get her reputation back? Where does Carter Page go, the target of these FISA warrants and surveillance? Where does he go to get his reputation back?
It's a great question. Carter Page was treated unfairly, most significantly by his name being made public. He's a United States citizen, and it never should have been made public, and that's an outrage. But that statement
is just a continuation
of the lies about the FBI. The FBI is an honest, apolitical organization. Remember the treason. Remember the spying. Remember all of us going to jail. That was false information that your viewers and millions of others were given. My own mother-in-law was worried I was going to jail. I kept telling her, look, it's all made up. It's all made up. Don't worry about it. But I couldn't say that publicly for 2 years. Well, now I'm saying it on behalf of the FBI. It was all made up.
And it wasn't, you jackass.
Well, and the funny thing is that, you know, it, he dismisses the whole saying that. Play that back just a second, will you?
All right.
Just a little bit.
Remember the spying. Remember all of us going to jail. That was false information that your viewers and millions of others were given. My own mother-in-law was worried I was going to jail. I kept telling her, look, it's all made up. It's all made up. Don't worry about it. But I couldn't say that publicly for 2 years. Well, now I'm saying it on behalf of the FBI. It was all made up. And I hope people will stare at that and learn about what the FBI is like. Human and flawed, but deeply committed to trying to do the right thing.
Director Comey. People are going to have their reaction to what you said, but thank you for coming in. Thank you for taking all our questions, sir.
Thanks for having me.
I think Chris Wallace did a really good job in that interview.
I agree.
He drilled right down. But no, he said something about we're an apolitical organization.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have known that in 2016 after you've read all the texts back and forth between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and that whole team over there, Andrew McCabe, they were not. They were totally biased.
Right.
They were totally biased.
Absolutely biased.
And acted accordingly and put this country through unmitigated hell.
And again, the IG is not the final word on this. And the IG was limited. It's not like Bob Mueller was looking up somebody's backside for 2 years.
Well, I mean, this guy...
The IG is limited to... The documents he can get from
the people he can interview.
Employees. And he wasn't able to interview James Comey in detail on so many of these matters.
Well, obviously you'd see he would have lied.
Right.
Is there no political sin or criminal sin in lying to authorities? You can certainly get accused of a crime for lying to the FBI. Which, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't tell them the damn truth. If I went to jail, I wouldn't tell them the truth.
Right.
I don't trust them.
Yeah, and I'm trying to wonder where this came from, the good men and women of the FBI. I'm like, I assume they're good people, and I assume there are people that take advantage of their power. And I assume, not out of nothing, out of a 2-3 year saga, and more information that's been brought to light now by the IG, and the IG said... I can't explain all this. It's either gross negligence or they intended to do this.
Right.
And if you already, you send it, we didn't spy on the campaign. You sent in confidential human sources, spies, to use normal language, to go look into all these folks. And then you stir all this crap up in the media. Especially after the president is elected.
I'm just, oh man.
So, you know. You can try to call William Barr all sorts of names. They're doing the same thing. Yeah, the partisan politics, I don't think people are buying it anymore. And I think this president is probably, especially if the economy holds, because as James Carville, that freaky-looking guy, said, it's the economy, stupid. And I think Trump's economy, the American economy in general, is going incredibly well. And Trump will get into campaign mode. And I think the Democrats are in for a very rude awakening. Indeed. Even with impeachment being voted on this week, I think they're in for a rude awakening. There are some Democrats, I believe, Jack, who actually think this is going to help them in 2020.
I just cannot imagine. Well, in a Nancy Pelosi type of district,
yeah,
you're just going to get rubber stamped to be reelected. Right. But some of these people might find themselves in a politically precarious situation.
Right. Right. And I don't think they're ready. New polling's come out where Biden's still leading the pack for the Democratic candidates. Just barely. He's barely leading Bernie Sanders and then Elizabeth Warren.
Let me tell you something. Biden's one more ass grab away from not getting that nomination.
Yeah, he is a little handsy for a former vice president.
You know, Corn Pop was a bad dude.
He was a bad dude. He ran around with a bunch of bad boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's going to be Biden at the end of the current crop. I think it'll be Biden because Biden's not, really impressing anybody and not clearly winning right now. He's also not been knocked down with all this crap Trump's been throwing at him that's been brought up in the impeachment with Burisma in Ukraine and his son Hunter, along with all sorts of gaffes on the debate stage and around the campaign trail. Biden hasn't been hurt by it.
I think Bloomberg is a safety net.
Oh, really?
I don't think he's... I think that's a huge mistake on their part. Though, don't count out
Bloomberg.
No,
what I'm saying is, as we go forward in this investigation...
Right.
And it more comes out about Biden cooking a deal with the Ukraine government to get his son a job and to fire the guy looking into his son's company, the more we learn about that, I think the more... I think the bigger problems he has. And I think Bloomberg is a safety net in case Biden goes down. He can say, I got the money to sustain a campaign. You guys are all too liberal to win. I'm the guy with the chance to beat Trump. I think he's their nominee.
And you can't deny he has the money. And he's spending all that money. Bloomberg is not looking right now at early states. He's not looking at Iowa, New Hampshire, or even South Carolina.
No.
Bloomberg is spending all his money, and it's a lot, on Super Tuesday. And I was reminded of this over the weekend. You know, the Republicans have kind of a winner-take-all thing. You get more than 35%, you get all the delegates from,
right,
say, the great state of Alabama. The Democrats, not so fast. If you get over, say, like a 15% threshold, you get 15% of the delegates or whatever number you got above 15. That way, Bloomberg could come in and with a lot of advertising, a lot of name ID he's built up, a lot of goodwill if all people are paying attention to are these well-produced ads. And hey, Mike, we're at Super Tuesday State. Why don't you send Blue Water Broadcasting some of that money? Yeah. But I think he could be very effective at getting a lot of delegates, at least over 15% of the delegates on Super Tuesday.
Or even unintentionally chiseling away at the Democrats' support.
Right. And then,
because you're going to, in order to beat Biden, you're going to have to be an alternative. In order to be an alternative to Biden, you're going to have to attack him.
But I heard this scenario over the weekend. This came from that Frank Luntz, Ben Shapiro discussion.
Mm-hmm.
This freaked me out. Contested convention, and it's not Hillary Clinton. No. Michelle Obama, would you be our candidate? You're our only hope, is what the Democrats will say.
I'm not sure. I think they had a belly full of Obama for some reason.
Yeah?
You see where Randall Woodfin in Birmingham is endorsing Boyney?
Boyney? What is on this?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, of course...
I don't think Bernie's going to get close to being the nominee.
Well, he's come back up to second place, according to the polls.
Yeah, but I think Warren and him are splitting too much of that progressive vote. And the progressives
agree.
Will have a seat at the table, no doubt, but they're not going to decide the nominee on their own.
But I'm just saying, I'm not sure that... I'm just not sure that Michelle Obama is going to be there.
But if she was chosen, I think Trump should worry a little bit.
I don't know.
And I'm not saying that because I'm a Michelle Obama fan. I'm not.
I'm just saying...
But she's done a number to improve her image.
What? I hadn't heard it.
No, in the general public, she's gone into First Lady land, where she doesn't have to talk tough politics. She's written books about raising kids and how to make it in life.
All this fal-de-ral talk about people running for office that have never had any experience before. I'm sorry. Being First Lady is not being President of the United States. And neither was it when Hillary ran.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know, I just think that she's not going to be their best choice. I mean, maybe she will. I don't know. But, I mean, they really need to go... Well, I'm not going to tell them what to do. But, you know, if they were smart, they would... You know, look at Bloomberg. And I think he's a nutcase.
Right.
He used to be a Republican. He's a traitor as far as I'm concerned.
I think if Buttigieg can win over, Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, can win over some support for the black community, South Carolina should be interesting. Apparently his numbers have gone up. He's been making the effort to
What the hell does
well-known.
The mayor of South Bend, Indiana... Of course, people say that about Trump.
Right, exactly.
He had no political experience.
Right. No, I don't. I think at this day and age, if you prove yourself that you connect with voters, it doesn't matter what your qualifications are. Are you popular enough with the voter? That's what matters.
I don't know. Buttigieg is going to have to do a lot of mending fences with the African-American community because of the way his police officers have treated...
Yes.
To have treated minorities in Indiana.
But that'll be interesting to see. Is there actually a dislike of Buttigieg, or is he just not well known?
Because Biden's well known in the, say, religious black community of South Carolina.
Well, and that's why he's favored to win in South Carolina, which is the primary after New Hampshire.
Though I think if Biden doesn't get at least a second place showing or a first place finish in one of the early states, Iowa, New Hampshire, I think it does hurt Biden. I think especially if Buttigieg says he gets two wins back to back, it gives him a lot of momentum. And apparently from polling, looking into this, Buttigieg is everybody in the Democrats. He's their second choice.
Yeah, that's always.
Which is a good thing. It makes him, I think he could be a VP. That's what I'm thinking. I think also the Democrats want a woman on the ticket again, leading the ticket. They feel bad that they missed their chance with Hillary Clinton, the first female president.
Yeah, well, let me just say she's one of the most unlikable people ever to be in politics in this country.
I agree. Let's go to the phones. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Well, y'all are talking about Biden.
Bob, are you on speaker again?
Bob, put that phone up. Put that phone up to your mouth, Bob.
I wanted to give you some more Biden information. I read it this weekend. I thought it would interest you.
Okay.
It said that when he is in a swimming pool, the hair on his legs float, and children like to come up and rub the hair down. Also, children like to sit in his lap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those were his comments, so, you know.
Well, he's just a lovable uncle-type character, so.
He is. He's the greatest. Y'all keep it up, guys. Have a good day.
Well, let me just say this. No one ever looked up a woman's dress looking for a damn library card. Let me just tell you that.
Thank you for the call, Tom. And thank you for that comment, Jack. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by, I can't even speak, I'm trying not to laugh, Express Fitness 24/7.
Well, I'd bail you out on that one, but I don't know a damn thing about
fitness. Well, it's
fitness.
Number one. I have been going. It was on Zelda Road, right across from my apartment. They moved. Still not a far drive from my apartment, but it's on Harrison Road, 3331, where Hogan's Gym has always been. And what's happened is Express Fitness 24/7 has combined with the Hogan's Gym community, and it's great.
You've met a lot of new people, I'm sure.
We have, and met a few listeners. Cecil, what's up, man?
Cecil, how you doing?
JD was actually working on some of the security system there. What's up, JD? Good to meet y'all in person. And, you know, I'm loving it. It's almost with this move, though, they have too much equipment. It's a good problem to have, but they have so much equipment, brand new, state-of-the-art equipment, whether it's free weights or cable weight machines or plate-loaded machines or cardio equipment, two rooms stacked full of cardio machines, ellipticals, treadmills, the ARC trainer, Stairmasters, whatever you can think of in terms of cardio row machines. So much going on at the new Express Fitness 24/7 location here in Montgomery. Again, that's 3331 Harrison Road. I'll be there this afternoon. I'll probably do a push or a pull workout, one of the two. Got to get nice and pumped for Christmas, brother. But I love Express Fitness 24/7 because no long-term contracts, folks. Once you sign up, low sign-up fee. It's a month-to-month, a very reasonable rate month-to-month. And that way, if you're trying this out for the new year, you're not locked into a year-long contract. You can try it out, not lose a bunch of money if you don't keep going, but I guarantee you'll want to keep going because it's a great atmosphere, full of equipment, plenty of room to get something done, and great people over there, too. 24/7 access when you become a member so you can fit it with your schedule. And it's not just a Montgomery location, though I'd love for you to come work out with me. But there's locations all over the river region, whether in Prattville, Wetumpka, Millbrook, Clanton, Pine Level, so many places here in the river region. You can check that out at expressfitness24.com, expressfitness24.com, expressfitness247, to where I'm going to work out, and it helps me keep my sanity. It really does. After days like this, listening to James Comey's nonsense, I need a break from using my mind to consume this crap, and I just need to lift and put down a heavy weight, and it's doing a number for me. So check them out today, Express Fitness 24/7. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell when we come back.
Your technique leaves me weak. My heart I'm Jerome Davidson, accountant representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Everyone's holiday looks a little different. Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is here to help keep your holiday cheer intact. Happy holidays from all of us at Dixie.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell, how you doing?
We got somebody from our sister station.
The danger of one of the other DJs from one of the other stations being us up here in this fishbowl, we catch them. Come in here, come on in. But just, we're glad you came in here.
Thank you.
Want to say hi. And
DJ Fresh, 97.9 Jams.
Yes, sir. 97.9 Jams and your 100.5. How y'all doing?
Fine. How's it going? Well, you tell us you're going home to Michigan for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm going to visit Michigan, visit mom, visit the nephews and nieces and sisters and some family.
Will you drink any bourbon while you're up there?
Maybe some eggnog.
But I bet you won't eat any fruitcake.
Nah, probably not.
Who eats fruitcake, Jack?
My parents used to make it every year, and I used to just roll my eyes. Mm-hmm. But as I get older, I like it. My father used to make he would get butter and confectioner's sugar and let the butter soften, kind of mix it, and then add bourbon to it and then spoon it over the fruitcake. Oh, man, some good stuff.
Wow. Although this time of year it's a lot of snow, I don't run into a lot of snow. But, you know, if so, hey, it is Michigan.
Did you get a chance to go downtown for the bicentennial at all?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
But I got a chance. We Tunkered this past weekend. I got a good workout.
Oh, the parade?
Oh, whew.
That's a big deal up there to those folks.
Shouts to Wetumpka. Woo-hoo. They know how to set it out.
Well, tell us about what station you're on and what your format is.
97.9 Jams, urban format, hip-hop and R&B, and Yo 100.5 is our classic jam station, more of some late 80s, 90s, classic.
Yo's more my jam.
Yeah, all the classic stuff. I love Yo. I love Yo. So if you get a chance to listen to 100.5, guys, ladies, and gentlemen, just check it out a little bit. Tom Joyner is actually there, but he's actually retired. Actually,
oh, really?
His last day was this past Friday, so we're getting ready to have a new morning.
I have a friend that listened to him every morning and thought he was one of the funniest, had one of the funniest shows around. Then I remember meeting him here at our station a few years ago.
Yep, Tom broadcast from here, yep.
Yeah, I used to listen to him all the time. I worked at Parks and Rec for two summers when I was in college, and we'd listen to Tom Joyner all
and
morning.
And he's, of course, Tuskegee alumni, so he's always through. He was just here recently last month, so we had a chance to hang out with him one last time before he wrapped it up.
We were just talking, and he had that, Michael Bloomberg's running for president.
Okay.
And he's throwing a bunch of money at Super Tuesday states. Mm-hmm. And have we gotten any of that Bloomberg money yet? We're a part of that. We need it.
We need
bring it. Bring it on.
We need some of that stuff, man.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me come
Well, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy
y'all
New
too.
Year.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's always good to come up here and see. Like you said, sometimes we're all here in the building sometimes.
Right, we pass each other in the hall.
I had to snatch y'all up on my show a couple
absolutely.
Times, too. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know I'm locked up here,
Let our folks hear y'all a little bit, too. That'll all be cool.
Appreciate it, Fresh.
Take care.
Thanks, y'all. Happy holidays, y'all.
See you, Fresh. Thanks for stopping by. We shamed him into it. We lassoed him in the hall.
We saw him. Like, come
in here
in.
And talk
come
to
him. Come on.
Yeah.
So you wanted to mention something about
the... Yeah, there was a death over the weekend in Elmore Prison up in Elmore, Alabama. It seems that an inmate collapsed like 2 or 3 feet right beside two guards who didn't administer any help to him. It was really tragic, and they ended up putting him on a bed. He later rolled over, he vomited, and then they found him dead. Now, that's just inexcusable. I'm sorry. I know prison conditions are awful. We have the state legislature to thank for that because they don't fund it enough. We got a federal judge breathing down our necks. But this is absolutely inexcusable. This is, you know... I don't care. I'm a lock 'em up, throw away the key kind of guy for violent offenders and for serial killers and all that other stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. You can never rehabilitate a man or a woman if you keep them in prison-like conditions. I mean, they're in prison, but in inhumane environment.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. And this guy, you know, and there are so many questions to be asked. But eyewitnesses say it was like a total case of neglect. The guy collapsed. There wasn't anything done about him for a little while. They put him in a bed, and he later died.
Now, this used to be my stomping grounds. Like, I grew up in County Downs since the sixth grade, going back. And then I lived in Capitol Heights last year. So Atlanta Highway was kind of my area. For instance, an 87-year-old woman this weekend was robbed leaving a busy shopping center here in Montgomery. From the photo, it's the 4,000 block of Atlanta Highway near the Perry Hill Road intersection. I don't think it's the Piggly Wiggly shopping center. I think this is the public shopping center from looking at the photo. But this 87-year-old woman was leaving there, saying a suspect stole the woman's purse, then took off. They didn't see a weapon during the robbery, but shoppers are very shocked to hear about the news. An update has happened. I don't know how to say this name. Tanjawanik?
All right.
Tanjawanik Reeves, 23 years old, has been charged with second-degree robbery in reference to a robbery of the 87-year-old woman. Wow.
Did he rough her up?
I think it's a young woman who's 23, saying the unknown female grabbed the 87-year-old woman's purse, causing her to fall to the ground.
You know what?
And during the course
there
of the investigation.
There is no excuse for a crime against an elderly person like that.
And also, folks, just an extra reminder. Holiday season, especially if you're going out of town, it might be good to have somebody watching your home. Actually, I'm going to be watching a place for somebody the Christmas week. Be sure to lock up. Don't let packages linger out there on your front porch. Might be good to stop by the house. I guess the point is, maybe I'm preaching to the choir. Unfortunately, the holidays are ripe for the picking for the criminal element. And unfortunately, the criminal element isn't... The good news is it's not the most people. It's not even 1% of the population. But it's enough to cause problems. And just be on the lookout.
I've got a story to warn Montgomeryans. The old woman going around door to door with the sob story. She's wearing scrubs this year.
Mm-hmm.
She goes around to people's doors, knocks on the door, and she acts like she knows you. Oh, remember me from the hospital, or remember me from, and people who are older who may not have as good of memories will just tend to say, "Oh yeah, I remember you." And what she did to a lady that I know of, and I'm not going to say who it is or where it was, she's in her, well, she's probably close to 90. She's pretty much with it. Gets a knock on the door. There's a lady standing there in scrubs, said, oh, you know, don't, you know, my car's broken down, blah, 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 blah. And so the lady goes to her bedroom, retrieves like a $5 bill and gives it to the lady. And the lady said, ma'am, do you mind? I'm really, really need to use your restroom. And she takes her back to her bathroom unsuspectingly. And the lady goes into the bathroom. When she walks out, she cuts through the lady's bedroom, steals her purse, and leaves the premises, and then goes and uses one of her cards at a couple of locations. Do not let people you don't know into your house. Whether you're young, old, rich, poor, it doesn't matter. Don't do it. These scammers are out every Christmas trying to get Christmas money. They will lie, cheat, and steal. Do not let them approach you personally. Because this lady happened to have somebody with her who remained outside while the lady came inside. But I'm telling you, don't be duped. Be careful. These people are all over Montgomery. In fact, I chased one over to Merrimack Estates one year who was going all over Montgomery.
You chased somebody?
Well, I didn't chase her, but kind of. And anyway, I surveilled her house my very self with an accomplice. But
well,
we
be
were
careful doing that.
I know. We were going to confront her. I mean, because she had hit like three people that I personally knew. God right. only knows. Now, next door neighbor talks about this woman who was who I was just describing. I think she ended up in Normandale like the other afternoon. But I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. Don't trust these people you don't know who come to your house with a sob story. And I'm sorry if some of them are legit, but they're going to have one bad apple's going to spoil it for everybody. And it has happened so far.
Got to keep your wits about you, folks.
Right, right. So please be careful.
Yeah, 'tis the season for all sorts of good cheer and charity and goodwill, but also people take advantage of that. They know it's the season, so watch out. Morning's
and if she does come to your house, call the police, because chances are she's a woman going around doing this to other people, and the cops never seem to be able to catch her.
More news and views coming up. 272-9228. If you want to give us a call, 272-9228. More with myself, Joey Clark, and Jack Campbell after this quick break.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6, on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose, gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes ahead as a strong cold front approaches. Today, breezy and warm, high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers just about any time today, but the best chance for showers and thunderstorms by this evening and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The main threat, damaging wind gusts, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, then windy, colder, falling temperatures. Upper 40s by sunset, upper 20s tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
To News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
I'm talking to WAPO.
Woo! Oh, really?
WAPO called.
Wait, this organization I'm reading from right here, the Washington Post, Democracy Dies in Darkness?
Well, the Washington Post called me. I don't know if I'm dying in darkness yet.
Well, they want you to shine a light.
Well, maybe so. I told them I had to talk to him later because I'm on the radio.
Yeah, I'm reading an article here from the Washington Post, and this is just comical to me. Here's the first line of it. When the U.S. government needed a prosecutor to ferret out corruption in its own law enforcement intelligence ranks, John Durham was its go-to guy. The longtime prosecutor helped exonerate men wrongly convicted on murder charges, exposed an FBI agent tied to one of Boston's most notorious gangsters, and dug into the CIA's destruction of videotapes thought to show foreign detainees being tortured. But some of Durham's actions in his latest high-profile assignment, examining the FBI's 2016 investigation of President Trump's campaign, have sparked a debate in Washington about whether he is even-handedly assessing possible wrongdoing or carrying out a conservative political errand.
Oh, come on. That didn't even give him a chance.
Who wrote this? I hope it's not the guy who just called you.
David, somebody called
okay,
me.
Okay, so it wasn't David who just called you. No, but this is by Matt Sapotsky and Devlin Barrett. Oh, these are the guys that have been fed information by the national security and intelligence agencies for years now. Yeah, I remember these guys from some of the books I've been reading.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of their sources are in law enforcement and intelligence and all this stuff. So, here, this might be a little rude of me, but allow me, Jack. Here's the headline. John Durham has a stellar reputation for investigating corruption. Some fear his work for Barr could tarnish it. Matt Sapotsky, Devlin Barrett. If y'all could print out, this article in particular, like, do it on, like, an old style. Maybe clip it out of the newspaper this was actually printed in, not online. Just get the old school paper, you know, the opacity, you know, make sure the ink isn't getting onto your fingers too much. I'm sure it is. I'm sure no expense spared when it comes to the Washington Post newspapers. And take this story. What I want you guys to do, listen, Matt and Devlin, is roll it up. Nice and tight. Maybe even get like a couple of rubber bands. Just roll it up as tight as
and
possible.
And stick it somewhere.
And stick it up your ass!
Can't say that.
I just did. This is absurd.
I love how they're tainting the investigation, which they don't even know where the investigation's going.
And it's about more than just the FBI's investigation, you asshats. Man, they're trying to spin their way out of this, but I think... Now, I'm not expecting Durham to come back and give us everything every conservative wants, but I think there is actual wrongdoing here, And to see Durham as the guy assigned to the case is fantastic. It is very fantastic indeed. And speaking of Jeff Sessions, who you saw this weekend.
I did.
He did suggest in 17 to appoint Durham to an interim U.S. attorney, and then it was made official in 18. Trump backed it. And so Sessions deserves some credit there for putting Mr. Durham, no, U.S. Attorney Durham, in that position. And, you know, I say bring it on, William Barr. Bring it on, John Durham. Love to see what y'all are up to. And it's not clear whether or not Durham's going to actually do a report like Mueller did. It could just be that, you know, say January, February next year as we start having more presidential debates. By the way, I think there's a presidential debate this week, right? On the 19th
Is there?
Or something? Yeah,
Is there?
I think so.
I hope so.
I think
Can't
so.
Can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
Really
but
love that
we'll stuff. Be all caught up, and impeachment will probably be over by then. We'll be talking presidential politics, and all of a sudden, the breaking news will be so-and-so, ooh, James Comey, John Brennan, well, definitely Kevin Kleinsmith, so-and-so has been indicted. I would love to see it. I would love to see that. But Durham, given his history, is an even-handed prosecutor. Or, no, he's more fair. He follows the facts. He takes his time. He doesn't really give a damn. And that's why they appointed the right guy. Articles like this, I'm sure John Durham doesn't give a damn about his reputation with all the important people up in D.C. I think John Durham is in this job for reasons beyond just reputation and praise from the Washington elite. I think John Durham likes actually, you know, prosecuting bad guys, whether they're law enforcement or not.
Did y'all talk about the Ozark police officer that was shot Thursday night?
No. Let's talk about
He's
it.
He's in critical
we
condition.
Well, we got to hit another break here. Be right back. Last segment of News and Views from 9 to noon on a Monday coming up.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. My Millbrook store is now closed and all sold items must be picked up or delivered by the 22nd. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattress only, or foundation on it, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have nice bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around, under $3,000. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses, and we will be closed Christmas Eve and day. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a Happy New Year.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here. You like this song, Jack Campbell? It's an updated version of Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Wait, is Tchaikovsky Russian?
Let me say this. Originally from Ukraine. He defected to Russia some years ago and is part of the Mueller investigation.
Folks, this is part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Be sure to turn those old stacks of old home videos that are collecting dust in your cabinet right now, turn it into a new and exciting event. Update it, bring it to the digital future, preserve it for yourself, for your kids, and for their kids. There's a reason you filmed all these old family get-togethers and accomplishments like, you know, sports championships and graduations or just, you know, getting together for a birthday. It's good to remember those old memories. So call 279-6036, 279-6036. That's the number for Dan Black Studios. Tell them you're a News and Views listener, and you'll get 50% off all videotape to digital transfers. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design to video editing to any, you know, video production from scratch, training videos, television commercials, whatever you need. But if you already have Video Shop, they can edit it down and put it together for you. So whenever you need anything having to do with video, any video service, you should be thinking Dan Black Studios. Again, their number, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios being a sponsor here of News and Views. So you mentioned, before we went to the break there, police officer, another has been shot?
Yeah, his name was Yo, Y-O-H. He was responding to a possible suicide situation in Ozark. He's driving down the road. He sees a guy walking down the road with a rifle. Anyway, I think the guy was... So when Yo got at the scene, he was confronting the guy. It was a 23-year-old guy named Bradley Cutchins. Opened fire on Yo and hit him and his car several times. Yo was able to return fire even after being shot in the face.
Woo!
Cutchins was shot and killed by Yo's backup officers. Here we go again. Another police shooting in Alabama. It's just been way too many.
Way too many indeed.
You know, because one was killed in Huntsville, like, you know, last week, the week after Sheriff Big John Williams was killed down in Lowndes County. And anyway, it's just happening way too often. I mean, I know when folks sign up for these jobs, they know it's dangerous. And it always troubles their families. And every one of these guys that shot, the families say he was doing what he wanted to do. He's doing what he loved.
Right.
And you know, to be out there helping people and then to have it turned on you for... I mean, this was totally senseless.
Right.
This guy's going to respond to a possible suicide standoff or whatever it was. He sees a guy walking down the road with a rifle, gets out of the car, he gets shot in the face. Anyway, he's in critical condition, and the News and Views community certainly sends out our thoughts and prayers to the Yo family down in Ozark. You just don't think of much stuff like that happening in Ozark, Alabama, right in the heart of Dale County, south Wiregrass.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's terrible.
Yeah, and like we said earlier, it is the season for a lot of good reasons, but you got to keep your eye out with the shopping season so heavy. Well, I was out at East Chase this weekend, you know, doing some chores, some shopping, and I do have to say, MPD, there's a nice police presence there,
outside of pretty much all the shopping centers. They had some of the like the portable centers, like action centers out there, like a big trailer had lights on it. So police were out there making sure everybody was on the up and up with all the shopping going on. And I guess when we hear about the stories we reported earlier, the 87-year-old who was robbed in, like, I think the Publix parking lot in Atlanta Highway, her purse taken, this 87-year-old.
Was it a 4,400 mile?
4,000.
Or is that up close to, what was your address growing up over there?
I was on County Downs, right?
I know, but sometimes the, was it 4,400 or 4?
I have no idea.
You don't remember your address?
No, it was 550 County Downs Road. Okay, all right. Where I was. I don't live there anymore. Don't bother the people currently living there.
Well, I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah. But it, yeah, it, the picture that was shown by Alabama News Network is the Publix shopping center. I know it well.
Which would be, oh, yeah, right there, almost at Dalrata.
Right,
yeah,
right,
sure.
Right.
Sure.
So just be on the lookout, folks. People get desperate around the holidays. And also, on a more personal note, if somebody, you know, you've lost a loved one, it's getting a little better with time with me. Now 4 years removed from my mother's passing. But it's never easy, and the holidays can be the toughest time, whether it's a situation like that, losing a parent or losing a child or a loved one or a friend, or just, you know, life, you find yourself a little lonely during the holidays. It's tough, and if you think about somebody who might, you realize, be alone, take the time to reach out to them. Take the time to make sure they know there are people that care. This is a rough time of year for, it's a great time of year, but it can be rough for those who aren't doing well. So, that's always the case. When it's a time to be happy and you're not happy, it can be very difficult. So be praying for folks. Be sure to look out for people you know that maybe need an extra Merry Christmas or whatnot.
So. There's going to be a Saturday in Birmingham, a memorial service for Anaya Blanchard. And as we get more detail, it was in the Montgomery Advertiser this morning. For some reason, I'm having a hard time pulling it up. But we'll tell you times and places tomorrow.
Well, Jack, that does it for us today.
Well, it does. It is. It's over. Goodbye. No, I love you. I mean it. No, we'll have our bright and cheerful faces here tomorrow.
Indeed.
And we hope we gave you some information today. And James Comey sang like a canary.
News and Views will be back.
But a lying one.
9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Dan Moore Show is next. Stay tuned.